Harper Audio presents The Essential Drucker. In one volume, the best of 60 years of Peter Drucker's essential writings on management by Peter F. Drucker. Performed by Tim Andres Pabon. Part 1. Management. Chapter 1. Management as Social Function and Liberal Art. When Karl Marx was beginning work on Das Kapital in the 1850s, the phenomenon of management was unknown. So were the enterprises that managers run. The largest manufacturing company around was a Manchester cotton mill, employing fewer than 300 people, and owned by Marx's friend and collaborator Friedrich Engels. And in Engels's mill, one of the most profitable businesses of its day, there were no managers, only charge hands, who themselves workers enforced discipline over a handful of fellow quote-unquote proletarians. Rarely in human history has any institution emerged as quickly as management or had as great an impact so fast. In less than 150 years, management has transformed the social and economic fabric of the world's developed countries. It's created a global economy and set new rules for countries that would participate in that economy as equals, and it has itself been transformed. Few executives are aware of the tremendous impact management has had. Indeed, a good many are like M. Jordan, the character in Molière's Bourgeois Gentilhomme, who did not know that he spoke prose. They barely realize that they practice or mispractice management. As a result, they're ill-prepared for the tremendous challenges that now confront them. The truly important problems managers face don't come from technology or politics. They don't originate outside of management and enterprise. Their problems caused by the very success of management itself. To be sure, the fundamental task of management remains the same, to make people capable of joint performance through common goals, common values, the right structure, and the training and development they need to perform and to respond to change. But the very meaning of this task has changed, if only because the performance of management has converted the workforce from one composed largely of unskilled laborers to one of highly educated knowledge workers. The Origins and Development of Management. On the threshold of World War I, a few thinkers were just becoming aware of management's existence, but few people even in the most advanced countries had anything to do with it. Now the largest single group in the labor force, more than one-third of the total, are people whom the U.S. Bureau of the Census calls managerial and professional. Management has been the main agent of this transformation. Management explains why, for the first time in human history, we can employ large numbers of knowledgeable, skilled people in productive work. No earlier society could do this. Indeed, no earlier society could support more than a handful of such people. Until quite recently, no one knew how to put people with different skills and knowledge together to achieve common goals. 18th century China was the envy of contemporary Western intellectuals because it supplied more jobs for educated people than all of Europe did, some 20,000 per year. Today, the United States, with about the same population China then had, graduates nearly a million college students a year, few of whom have the slightest difficulty finding well-paid employment. Management enables us to employ them. Knowledge, especially advanced knowledge, is always specialized. By itself, it produces nothing. Yet a modern business, and not only the largest ones, may employ up to 10,000 highly knowledgeable people who represent up to 60 different knowledge areas, engineers of all sorts, designers, marketing experts, economists, statisticians, psychologists, planners, accountants, human resources people, all working together in a joint venture. None would be effective without the managed enterprise. There's no point in asking which came first, the educational explosion of the last 100 years or the management that put this knowledge to productive use. Modern management and modern enterprise couldn't exist without the knowledge base that developed societies have built, but equally, it's management and management alone that makes effective all this knowledge and these knowledgeable people. The emergence of management has converted knowledge from social ornament and luxury into the true capital of any economy. Not many business leaders could have predicted this development back in 1870, when large enterprises were first beginning to take shape. The reason wasn't so much lack of foresight as lack of precedent. At that time, the only large permanent organization around was the army.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?